Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Look here, we want to show you what people are going to see on their morning and evening commutes in New York City. You're going to see the National Guard here standing here along with state police and more law enforcement. 750 National Guardsmen and 250 New York State Troopers are being deployed into the subway system. That's in addition to the 1,000 NYPD officers that were added into the transit system in February. Along with the extra manpower, NYPD officers will also conduct random bag checks, we're told.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson was asked earlier this week if the National Guard might be a solution for crime on the CTA. Johnson says it's not his decision.
The National Guard, that's under the jurisdiction of the governor of Illinois, right? So all I can say is what I am responsible for.
Hill says the police have their hands full in this town. It says half the people arrested for an incident on a bus or an L train are already wearing ankle monitors, indicating they've been in the system, but nothing stops them from becoming a threat again.
My drivers feel helpless. We feel like we're sitting ducks. And even when the police come and do arrest somebody, we pick up the same person the next day.
So the globalist CIA New World Order Combine is openly preparing civil war and martial law in America and rolling out troops on the streets as I told you they would out of this. I think everybody agrees that's been paying attention that I am the police state New World Order martial law expert. Only because I'm 20 years old and they've got black helicopters flying around in Round Rock and San Antonio blowing up buildings at night, and people I know have seen it, and the newspapers say it isn't existing, and then my cousin saw them in Houston blowing up like three floors of a building at night. And this is in like 1994 when I was first getting on air, and I'm like covering it, and there's suddenly articles about me in the paper saying he's crazy, he believes in black helicopters. So I make some phone calls, check with some family, they go, yeah, that's Delta Force, they're doing training. Well, then why was the media denying it? So then I learned about Bill Clinton, and it came out in the news that they were having surveys, the Marine Corps, will you confiscate guns? And then a few years later, they start publicly training the military to confiscate guns, and it's in mainstream news. And then with Obama and then Bush before that, we see Katrina and clergy response teams that are the preachers trained to tell people to go turn their guns in. And we learned about this giant submerged iceberg that we just learned about the tip of.
It became a surveillance grid nightmare with every individual's actions ruthlessly cataloged and recorded by the state. Secret arrests, checkpoints, and warrantless searches spread. Final incremental march of the police state, culminating in open martial law. This is the story of how the elite sold their people into slavery.
You know, I just played just a little intro, little promo clip of a new video I've got coming out early next year, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. And it's about the Bush, Schwarzenegger, Nazi connection, about the police state in New York, and the newest 9/11 revelation. So it really gives you a picture of who these thugs are that run our country, who they work for, and the type of world that they are creating and setting up.
And there was this big move for martial law in America. And when they set up TSA after 9/11, they said, soon we're going to have it at bus stations and train stations and subways and highways and... That was officially the original rollout plan, but they were beta testing.
Are you starting to get what it's like to be a human and have humanity and face just that we are Nazi Germany? You go, well, if that's the case, why are you still on the air? Because it's all an illusion. It's meant to make everybody think it's normal so they can get along with it, so they can condition us. They've got to put the control grid in and then go after people like me.
And I said, you know when they're getting ready to really drop the hammer, and I've said this a lot the last year, when they start putting troops domestically in Chicago is the first place I guess they would do it. So I said, when you see troops called out in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, by the Democrats, for the crime they've created and instigated with the open borders and almost every prosecutor controlled by Soros, letting hardened criminals out, letting rapists out. He got the IMF World Bank document from the whistleblower, and they said, the first thing we do is defund police and then have prosecutors let criminals go. We let that go for about 5 years on average, then everything's destroyed and falls apart. Then we put in law and order groups after it, declare martial law, and all the value goes back up, and we get it that way. This is very sophisticated fifth-generational warfare. And It's being scientifically applied and beta tested, but now again they're going into operation.
Look at the climate around you. We're all being treated like slaves by those who, in truth, are the terrorists.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Forsunęła to bohatera, siły raty pozostawić. Poczuła wiki bohatera, cudza i przepędzić.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We got Carlos Arellano, a huge DHS whistleblower on child trafficking. He's witnessed it and whistleblown repeatedly to the federal government. He's got a lot of arrests made, along with the great Anthony Rubin of Muckraker, joining us in studio in the third hour today. They're also going to be on with Owen Schroyer on the War Room, because 1 hour is not enough of these guys. So, man, amazing. We're going to be going to the board with these guys very, very soon with our team. We just had some crews down there in the last few months, as you know, so much happening there. Speaking of the border, let me just break down again what we're going to be covering today and also all the breaking news as well as it comes in. Big victory. Texas pulls $8.5 billion from BlackRock and stunning blow to the ESG movement. And in another big action, Supreme Court allows Texas to enforce immigration law. But the appeals court used a maneuver, a technicality, to override the Supreme Court. Expect the Supreme Court then to officially override them, because it was an emergency hearing that the Supreme Court had. A lower federal circuit court can override that until the Supreme Court has a full hearing. And I would expect the Supreme Court, this is pretty rare for appeals court to do that, to override them within days. So Texas isn't perfect, but whether it's Ron Paul coming out of Texas or yours truly or Ken Paxton and the people of this state, Texas is leading the way, as well as Florida, to fight the New World Order. So we're kind of the best house in a bad neighborhood. Certainly not perfect. We've got big problems, but Texas is really fighting back. So we'll be breaking down all of that information. Other good news on the boycott front against the globalist. Planet Fitness kicked a woman out, got rid of her membership because she complained about men running around naked in the women's dressing room that call themselves women. And now their stock is completely plunged as people Bud Light them. So there's a lot of ways to fight back against this tyranny that is nonviolent. We need to use every one of those civil disobedience and nonviolent tactics. Now, getting into the whole situation with the Soros plan in Europe and here in America to destabilize things, let the criminals out of jail, the violent offenders, defund the police, and throw the book at people that defend themselves. Chicago is suing the manufacturers of cars because they're being stolen, and gun manufacturers for enabling crime in the city. You literally can't make this up. We're going to be going over all of that today and dovetailing it with Canada and the UK are saying, put your car fobs, your car keys, in a little box on your front porch and let the criminals know it's there so they won't break in your house to get the car keys. So instead of put the car thieves in jail, throw the book at the chop shops, No, just let them do this. They know exactly what they're doing, causing the collapse of society. This ties into Obama-appointed federal judge rules illegal aliens can have and carry guns, but the same judge has ruled against the Second Amendment for the general public. You ask, why is that? They see the illegal aliens as their shock troops, as their vanguard, as the groups they're bringing in to then sign them up for welfare and sign them up for jobs with big corporations like Tyson that's announced it's going to lay off tens of thousands of U.S. workers and hire illegal aliens. They're proud of it. They announced it in the press release on Monday. You have to incentivize them that they're above the law and godlike so they'll want to come here. Just like, oh, the U.N. said, we don't push the COVID shot. They were trying to act like it was the law and firing nurses by the hundreds of thousands and the rest of it and kicking people out of the military and court-martialing them. Remember Reuters quoted the U.N. saying, oh, people may get hurt by the shot. We don't want to have any liability, so we're not asking the illegal aliens to take the shots. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits, documents show. So, that's what's happening. See, we're the target as citizens, no matter what color you are. Then we have huge, huge nightmare developments in Ukraine. The French government is admitting that, yes, they are training and massing troops to invade Ukraine and fight the Russians. And other NATO countries are making similar statements. And now the Russians say they have the intel that they've been killing French troops and UK troops and American troops, at least 6,000. And even though it's a provocative action, it's less provocative than not telling the American people and the French people and others that we're actually at war officially with, becoming official with Russia. The Russians are getting ready to put out a report, including names, tags, photos of the piles of dead Western troops. Now, I told you before the war officially started 26 months ago that U.S. troops are fighting and dying over there and other troops because that's the only militaries that know how to run these high-tech missile systems and other high-tech weapon systems. It takes years, years and years of training to effectively operate them. And they don't want to ship in-country 20 extra cruise missiles to train people, just one team, before they actually use a cruise missile. Because you've got to use the cruise missiles, not just in simulations, but in proving grounds and other missiles, other guided missiles, other precision munitions. And so now it's official that they're not just going to have the technicians there, which are getting killed at the launch sites, but now they're going to send in regular ground forces for direct infantry war, ground war with the Ruskies. So they have really strategically slid us in to this tyranny. A fascinating interview with Dr. and former Congressman Ron Paul on Tucker Carlson that premiered last night. And I've got a lot of clips I want to play from it today that deal with different pieces of news we're going to hit throughout the show. But the first one I want to get to is just a little 15-minute intro of the interview that Ron Paul did with Tucker, where Tucker plays a clip of Ron Paul, it's clip two, predicting 10 years ago when the State Department, Victoria Nuland, and George Soros overthrew the elected government and started the long-term strategic war against Russia. Word for word, what I've been telling you for as long as Ron Paul. And it's not about who said things first. Tucker admits that, you know, 10 years ago, he was just starting to wake up. He said that on my show. He said that on his show with me. Now that he's awake and understands how sinister the government is, he's not naive. He sees it all, and it does as good a job as any or better than me. So we're not keeping score here. It's just important to note that we were doing intensive coverage 10 years ago and pointing out the CIA was building permanent bases for a civil war against the Russians, because Ukraine's been part of Russia for 1,000 years, and this was the set piece to draw Russia in to the war. Now, NATO told us 2+ years ago that Ukraine was invincible and they were going to win. Now they say it's desperate. It could collapse at any minute, says the Pentagon. And we've got to send in troops and more weapons now, or Russia will invade all of Europe. That is absolute balderdash. Putin for 10 years has been warning what he would do. 5 years ago, he went into Crimea and took that area of the country because it had the Russia's only deep water port there. So Putin's been very, very clear about what he's going to do. So Ukraine's survival is in danger, Pentagon chief says. France preparing to deploy troops to Ukraine. French units in Ukraine will be priority target, Russia warns. German children must be prepared for war. That's what they're telling the kids on TV. Losing a war is no fun. West ignores their biggest political disaster. And coming up, remember a few months ago or last year, I guess it was 6 months ago now, time flies, they honored an actual SS officer that actually ran massacres, famous massacres. And I said then, no, they knew what they were doing there in the Canadian Parliament. Well, now they've honored him.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Maybe because his principles haven't changed in about 60 years. So we thought it would be a good idea to spend a little time with the man himself to allow him a victory lap, a well-deserved victory lap, but also to probe a little bit on how did you see things that nobody else did. So we are honored, truly, to have former Congressman Ron Paul in studio now. Dr. Paul, thank you very much.
Tucker, great to be with you.
So I've spoken for you just a moment ago, but let me just ask you directly, how in 2014 did you see what so many others, including me, did not, that this was a very big deal, what was happening in Ukraine, and that it might end very badly for us?
Sometimes the people who are running the operation gives you an idea like Victoria Nuland,
yes,
Jeffrey Pyatt. You think, what are those people doing? But they're such an example of bipartisanship.
Yes.
They can work with both of them, and they're the worst kind of warmonger, but all you have to do is you don't have to know all the details. I've tried to be very cautious, you know, especially in economics. Well, I was this, and this, and next month there's going to be such and such happen. In Austrian economics, we're taught that you don't know exactly when things are happening, but you can see things coming, you know. It's the same way. You might be able to see our foreign policy coming if you want to go back and observe what happened at the beginning of the last century,
yes,
you know, with the progressive movement. So the hints are there. I think it's...
Okay, so let's stop right there.
Would this help?
He just mentioned Jeffrey Sachs, who is one of the top globalist thinkers, one of the big carbon tax pushers. He's one of their top brains and diplomats, corporate diplomats. Here he is, now sounding like Henry Kissinger a year ago before he died, saying we need to stop this. It's not working out the way we thought. It's going to lead to World War III. Not because Jeffrey Sachs is a good person. He's one of the top globalist brains that you don't really hear a lot about, but he's behind the scenes. You heard Ron Paul bring him up. It's bipartisan evil. But here he is with Piers Morgan 2 days ago saying exactly what Ron Paul said. Now, of course, he wasn't saying this 10 years ago, but now the smarter ones that like living are saying, let's not do this. Folks, it's not hype to say we're in the greatest danger of nuclear war we've ever been. I just got chills. I love my family. And by extension, I love you and the world we all live in together that we share. And this has to stop now. Macron is a lunatic. The Swedish defense minister is a lunatic. The German defense minister is a lunatic. The British defense minister is a lunatic. Lloyd Austin, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, is a lunatic. George Soros is a lunatic. Sean Penn saying nuclear war should be on the table, I played a clip yesterday, is a lunatic. The West started this. It's a 10-year project, at least, to manipulate Russia into war. And then they, just like Fareed Zakaria said over the weekend, he's the mouthpiece of people, oh, we just hit Russia harder, they'll back down more. That is not what Russia has ever done or will ever do. And we will destroy each other. This is the most dangerous thing in the world right now. And it is the people that have hijacked our country and are running in the ground that are a bunch of incompetents. And this is completely blown up in their face. And are they backing down? No, they're not backing down. It's like if you've got a family member that's a complete drunk and they've drunk two bottles of Jack Daniels. It's 10 o'clock at night on New Year's Eve, and they're stumbling out the front door, falling down the parking lot, trying to get in their car to go to the grocery store. And you physically grab them, and you physically say, you're not leaving. And if they physically try to get past you, say, fine, get in the passenger side, I will drive you to the damn grocery store. But that's just a drunk driver that can kill a family on the road. These people could turn the surface of the earth into an unlivable hell. Go ahead and play the clip. Here's Jeffrey D. Sachs on with Piers Morgan.
What is your view of Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think he's very smart, very tough. I think he says what he means. In 2007, he said, don't do this at the Munich Security Conference, famously. He said, all right, you went violating what I know to be true, by the way, which was not an inch eastward for NATO, promised by James Baker III and by Hans-Dietrich Genscher to Gorbachev in 1990. I know that's for sure the case. The United States expanded NATO to Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic in the Clinton period, and then to seven more countries in 2004, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Romania, and Bulgaria. And then in 2007, Putin said, stop. All right, stop. No more, not to Ukraine. So what does George W. do in 2008 in Bucharest? Of course, what does he do? He says, guarantee Ukraine and Georgia. And, you know, this is Palmerston's playbook from 1853. So we're going to surround Russia in the Black Sea again. Exactly that.
Okay, I just asked you what your view of Putin is, and so far you've just said he's smart and tough.
I told you he warned us very clearly.
Any negatives, Professor?
I believe that the big mistake of both sides is we should talk this out. And now let me say a word about talking it out. In 2008. When Bucharest happened, European leaders called me, because I'm friends with them. They said, what is your crazy president doing? By the way, some who are in power right now, I won't name names. What is your president doing? Why is he destabilizing things? He promised he wasn't going to push Ukraine. That's what European leaders say in private. They don't say it in public. We avoided the negotiations. Then 2014 came. Sadly, Piers, I saw some of it firsthand. It was ugly. The United States should not be funding overthrows of governments. We did. I know it. Okay. So I happened to be there soon afterwards with the handpicked government, handpicked by Victoria Nuland. We didn't talk then. Then came the Minsk agreements. And then the United States said privately, even though the UN Security Council has backed both Minsk 1 and Minsk 2, you don't have to do this. And so with Poroshenko, don't worry about it. Then we heard, Chancellor Merkel say afterwards, yeah, we weren't taking it too seriously, even though Germany and France were the guarantors of that. Then on December 15th, 2021, Putin put it down in a draft U.S.-Russia security agreement. I read it. I called the White House. I said, you know what? You can negotiate on this basis. Avoid the war. No, no, no. There's going to be no war, Mr. Sachs. I said, just tell them that NATO is not going to enlarge. You'll avoid the war. No, we're never going to say that. We have an open door policy. So what kind of open door policy? We've had 200 years of the Monroe Doctrine. Some open door policy. No, 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 Mr. Sachs. Then the war breaks out. Then immediately Zelensky says, okay, we can be neutral. We can be neutral. And negotiations start, as you know, Naftali Bennett, informally the prime minister of Israel, and Turkey with its very skilled diplomacy. I actually flew to Ankara.
All right, we'll be right back with the rest of this. I'll finish up with the World War III front and then shift gears into the collapse border and these huge federal rulings and more. Please stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You fire musket, but I'll run you through.
be embattled, but dauntless in Info Wars. Coming to you from deep in the heart of the Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, finishing up with the World War III news. There are coalition troops from more than 15 countries that have been inside Ukraine for a decade. They've been leading attacks, pushing the Russians out, attacking towns that are basically 100% Russian, creating provocations to get Vladimir Putin to have a direct confrontation with NATO, and now it's happened. I would give the analogy of the dog that chases the car and catches it. You ever seen out in the country people that let their dogs just run around wild in many areas, and you'll be driving down a dirt road 50 miles an hour and a bunch of dogs run out, and I've never hit one, but I've had them snap at the tires many times. But I've been driving with a truck in front of me, and I saw a dog run up, bite the tire, and get sucked under the car and get shot out dead in front of me. And I just drove around it and kept going. Not my problem. But I saw the probably dead, bloody dog shot out from under the truck 60, 70 yards ahead of me. And that's the deep state. That's the New World Order. They are in the process of a dog chasing a truck down the road and about to catch it. Because you see, the dogs think that anything that runs from it's scared. So it sees this big thing coming by, and it chases it. And time after time, it sees the truck or the car run away. So it gets more bold. It wants to catch it. It's really not running. It's somebody going somewhere. But in a dog's brain, this big giant thing is scared of me. You know, the first time the dog gets out, it sees something drive by, kind of barks at it and sees it leave. Wow, I'm powerful. It just left. And then it kind of runs at the car a little and the vehicle leaves. So, man, I'm powerful. I'm really tough here. And the next time it kind of chases the car down the side and it does that 20, 30, 40, 100 times, but usually ends up dying. And that's the analogy that we're here at the precipice of. The globalists have been pushing people around, getting away with murder, doing horrible crimes against humanity, and never getting brought to justice, so they get more and more emboldened and create a virus and create a scare and try to say it's the law that everybody's got to take these shots, and then they kill and maim tens upon tens upon tens upon tens of millions of people. But in this analogy, it's not just the dog that gets its neck broken. They're pulling all of us along with it into thermonuclear annihilation, thermonuclear Armageddon. And I sit here and I talk about this every day, and then I'll look at the comments on X. I find them fascinating, and a minority of the comments are liberal accounts, leftist accounts, making jokes about Russia will be defeated, Ukraine is going to win, on and on and on. And Alex Jones is a Russian agent, and why isn't Alex Jones in jail yet? Because they're just like a dog that chased 100 trucks and never got hurt and thinks the truck is running away, and they're about to kill us all. It's really just that simple. Now, we do have some good news today and some bad news dealing with the securing of the border and the states and individuals standing up against the heart of the globalist power structure, and that is their control over the currency and banks and investment. But the globalists don't have the control they once did, so they're trying to bring in their worldwide ESG, their worldwide central bank currency, to really put the straitjacket and the handcuffs on us. So here is Fox Business headline. Texas mulls $8.5 billion from BlackRock. Texas pulls $8.5 billion from BlackRock in stunning blow to ESG movement. Now, you've seen other states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and a few others pull billions out, but nothing at this level. And just when Missouri and Louisiana and Mississippi did this, and Texas threatened to do it last year, it made Larry Fink of BlackRock go from, we're going to control all your behavior, run your life through the thousands of corporations we control. We control 80%+ of all the corporations and wealth on the planet. It made him go from that, we played the clips of him at Davos saying it years ago, to, oh, no, 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 we're not doing ESGs anymore. We've abandoned that. They haven't abandoned it. They've abandoned the name ESG, which is a corporate governance, which is the beginning and the heart, the foundation, and really the superstructure of the planetary social credit score, where they control every facet of your life, where you go, what you can buy, what you can sell, what you can be paid, where you can travel. So they're still pushing this system, but now with Texas doing this, as Texas goes, so goes the nation, countless other governments, not just states, but county and city investment funds, and it's also happening in Europe, are now running to the exits, pulling their money out of BlackRock. This is so seismic, so important, and if we just did this in mass, and then went and set up voluntary freedom-based ESGs where you don't threaten a company to cut off their money or to cut them off from the market if they don't do what you say, but you can voluntarily, as a city, as a county, as a state, or as private investors, join a global freedom alliance, a new renaissance alliance, the new renaissance global peace initiative. You can call these funds whatever you want and then have a basic code of morally spending that money and morally doing things that innovate and build a pro-human future. The globalists are building a post-human future and saying the age of humans is over. And as I've said many times, and as Elon Musk is now saying, the globalists have their plan for humanity. We have to create alternate plans, not plans we're going to force people to follow or plans we roll out by stealth, but plans we roll out by transparency and openness, not to make people follow our plans. But if we build it, like Field of Dreams, they will come, and that is the real victory. Don't just boycott Anheuser-Busch. Great, do it. Don't just boycott Planet Fitness. Great, do it. Don't just boycott Disney. Great, do it. But you can't just boycott something and then not build the other thing. And that's why I've said it. Skip the break. It is very painful to me and very upsetting to me that Trump is not able to get the bond. He already got a $100 million bond for saying he was innocent and didn't rape a woman. And then they found him guilty twice for saying he was innocent. That's the weaponized system. Because they're setting the precedent for everybody to be able to do that. And so, yeah, people are voting with their feet. They're leaving New York. People are voting with their feet. They're leaving Chicago. But we've got to do more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. They got to get through him to get to you. So what happens to Trump is happening to you. What happens to me is happening to you. What happens to Ken Paxton is happening to you. What do you think they're going to do to Ken Paxton that put together a state investigation of BlackRock and how they're using their money to bankrupt the Texas oil and gas industry and putting pressure on the feds to not let Texas even use gas during the winter. That's why the power outages happen. And Texas supplies, what is it, like 10 states with most of their power. Texas is one of the only industrial zones left in this country. And the Democrat deep state and a lot of Republican blue bloods and rhinos want to turn Texas into what's happened to the great state of Michigan, formerly an industrial powerhouse. Biden tried last year to shut down the two Canadian pipelines that have been there since the 60s that support something like 18% of all the oil and gas in the United States. They're cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the food. They're cutting off the energy. This is fundamental. This will destroy us. You can't come build a factory here if there's not power. While they put all these EVs out there that are power pigs and saying we're going to go all electrical in their reports, never mentioning where the electrical even comes from. I have a British government report I've been talking about that I've read over and I'm going to cover soon. It's so incredible. It'll take hours to hit the whole thing. Called Absolute Zero. And it's written like a fifth grader wrote it. It says, we will not have coal, and we will not have gas, and we will not have oil. We will only have electricity that is clean, and we do not have a way to generate it, but we will have electricity. And then they go on and say, we're going to build neighborhood nuclear reactors. Oh, that sounds real safe. Oh, and guess who's behind that?
Bill Gates has rolled out his neighborhood nuclear reactor. He wants to put 10,000 nuclear reactors in the United States by 2035. They want to start rolling out the nuclear reactors, the neighborhood nuclear reactors, this year. Yes, that's in today's stack. You think I'm joking? Just type in Bill Gates small nuclear reactors. It's all over the news. Oh, guess what? There's no power? We'll just put nuclear reactors in every small town. We'll put 20 of them in Austin, Texas. Oh, that'll never have any problems. They run these nuclear reactors like somebody on 15 Valiums drives their car. So we have the good news of Texas. Pulling out in the education fund $8.5 million from BlackRock in stunning blow to ESG movement. Texas will not stand idle as our financial future is attacked by Wall Street, said State Board of Education Chairman Aaron Kinsley. Aaron Kinsley did not kill himself. Need to make that clear. State of Texas is terminating a massive $8.5 billion investment with trillion-dollar asset manager BlackRock of the state's termination that the firm is engaged in a boycott of energy companies. An announcement first shared with Fox Business, Texas State Board of Education Chairman Aaron Kinsey, that the so-called Texas Permanent School Fund, PSF, had delivered a notice to BlackRock Tuesday informing the New York City-based firm that the action. According to Kinsey, the move was made in accordance with 2021 state law that seeks to distance the state and its large public purse from financial institutions boycotting the oil and gas sector. And it goes on to talk about the investigations and lawsuits filed by the state attorney general and others. BlackRock's dominant and persistent leadership in the ESG movement immeasurably damages our state oil and gas economy, the very companies that generate revenues for the PSF. Texas and the PSF have worked hard to grow the fund to build Texas schools and continue. BlackRock's destructive approach toward the energy companies that this state and our world depend on is incompatible with our fiduciary duty to Texas. Now, there's the headline, Business Insider. Bill Gates' company is about to start building a nuclear power plant in Wyoming. Yeah, there's new ones in my stack today. I'll find them. Just Bill Gates announces mini reactors for every town. I'll find it. I'm going to break. Get it up. So that's where we are. And here's another example of that. Boycott slams Planet Fitness shares as Americans fight back against wokeism. Women at the place don't like men walking around naked in the showers with them. They went and complained, and Planet Fitness said, those are women. So the women shot video of the fact that it's men. And lady got kicked out. So now people are pulling their stock out of Planet Fitness. Imagine you're in the women's room, and there's a dude in there walking around with his tallywhacker hanging out. It's all about the left, seeing what they get away with, seeing how they can dominate us, see how they can absolutely make us bow down to them, and they can totally control us. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I've got really important news on the border and the Supreme Court ruling that got overruled by the Fifth Circuit. You ask, how does that happen? The technicality will explain it. I've got another perspective. I gave you one perspective on the Obama judge, federal judge, saying illegal aliens can have guns, don't have to be citizens. You know, that's in contravention of federal law. Why is she suddenly such a big proponent of the right of the people to keep and bear arms? It's because she's not. So I'll give you the positive side and the negative yesterday. But there's more negative to it. And I've also done some thinking and also talked to some of my sources, and they've got the scoop on it. But this is next level stuff. That's all coming up. Also, we've got more clips of Ron Paul with Tucker that are really important. Ron Paul warns of a massive black swan event that he believes is imminent. I totally agree with him. I believe the globalists are going to trigger not just one black swans, but a cascade of black swans. Because only out of global crisis, they believe they'll get a complete global takeover. So that is all coming up here as well today. That is just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much, more that we're also going to be getting into. Now, before I go any further, please remember that we have some big muckrakers, a federal whistleblower on human and child trafficking, who's blown the whistle to Congress multiple times and resulted in major responses that are good, and also investigative journalists who's working with him from Muckraker are going to be in studio with us coming up. Please remember, the only way this operation functions is your support, your word of mouth, and your prayer. Plus, we have incredible products you really need. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is the strongest curcuminoid concentrate of turmeric on the market. 95% curcuminoid does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your body, your cardiovascular system. Everybody needs Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You don't take it like Advil when your joint hurts. You just take it because it's something so good for your body, but it does work, in my experience, just like Advil. And then that's what turmeric's known to do. So I'm not comparing it to Advil. I'm just saying my knee's hurting, my leg's hurting, my shoulder's hurting. And I get really better response off taking a few of these than taking an Advil. The thing with turmeric, though, is it usually takes a day to kick in. So you don't take it like immediate relief. You need to build it up in your system. It's so good for your whole body. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also back in stock, the real missing link in most people's body is pure iodine that your cells can absorb. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements. And so you don't get full absorption. Well, X3's got it all. It's amazing. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in for most people. You really feel it, but it's incredible. When I forget to take it, I feel good. I haven't taken it a couple of weeks. What's my problem? I feel good, you know, very quickly. Once you've already been on it for a while, it kicks in faster. It is discounted 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And please don't forget, if you want all of the nano-silver patented products not available at InfoWarsStore.com, go to DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com has the original, now finally back, nano-silver, super blue toothpaste with the iodine, with the tea tree oil, with all the organic oils, concentrated. We have the wound gel with the nano silver, the swish and swallow, immune gargle. It's all there and so many other products at drjonesnaturals.com. And these are products I know you're going to love. Most of you have never gotten the products. I would encourage you, back the show. Know you supported us. But also get some great stuff in the mail. I know you're going to be hooked because these all really have great responses. drjonesnaturals.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.